Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient. It's won 5 international awards, folks. The Third Ingredient with the number 3, thirdingredient.com. John Warlow is our guest, our good friend, a long time, 11-year member of our Brain Trust, author of Built to Sell, founder and creator of the Value Builder System. John, tell us about that.
Yeah, look, we work with business owners and help them improve the value of their company. Businesses start with us, and they're getting 3.5 times earnings for their company when they get an offer. And when they finish with us, if they get their score up to 90 or greater, they're getting 7.1 times pre-tax profit,
wow,
more than double for their business. So we've got a system we take business owners through, and it's having some great success.
So is this a self-paced thing, or do you guys engage with customers? Remind me.
Yeah, well, both actually. There's a self-paced component where they you can watch a set of video tutorials and do some stuff at your desk, and then we actually have a certified value builder, a human being who comes and meet with you once a month to help you walk through it and sort of hold your hand through it. So, yeah.
So what about helping someone get started? So, for example, if somebody said to you, hey, John, I'm 55 years old. I want to be out of here in 10 years. What's my first step in this long-term process? Do you help them with that too?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
that's a smart way to go, isn't it?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the first thing I would do is go to valuebuilder.com and get your score. That's going to allow you to see your business through the lens of an acquirer.
Wow.
That's the first step, I would say, about your company.
Get your score. Is that valuebuildersystem.com?
Yeah, you can go to valuebuildersystem.com. Yeah,
all right.
That's right.
And get your score there. Does that cost anything to get the score?
No, not to get your score. We'll give you a score out of 100 and a little bit of a blurb as to how we scored you and what it means.
Right. And then, you go from there. All right, now go ahead. Finish up.
No, I was just going to say, to circle back to what we were talking about before the break, I think the other question you want to answer is sort of why do you want to exit and kind of go through the 5 questions we've been going through today. You know, the last one sort of brings it all together where you're really matching up your kind of why you want to exit with your how and ultimately – how long you want to stay in your company. And we plot you on this thing called the exit matrix, which is sort of a 4-box quadrant. But it'll just allow you to help think through what the most ideal scenario is for you. Because, you know, selling outright may not be right for a lot of business owners. A lot of business owners like you, Jim, you know, they love their company. They want to, you know, you're signing 5-year contract. You want to spend years in your company.
That's right.
You may just want to diversify your wealth a little bit, in which case, what's called a recapitalization, where, you know, a private equity company might come in and buy a portion of your business, you know, 40-60% of your business,
mm-hmm,
and leave you in the seat running the company, but with some cash in your jeans. And so that's another scenario. Again, not for everybody.
Some cash in your jeans some cash in your jeans and a new partner. So nothing's free, folks. Go ahead, John.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that's why I say it's not for everybody, because a private equity company is going to be a very tough partner, and they're going to have very high expectations. So, again, not for everybody by any stretch. But that's another scenario for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is what you got to do, folks. You got to decide, you know, all these things. The why are you getting out? What kind of an exit candidate are you? How much do you need it for yourself to get out? So to help you price your, what is your number, so to speak, as John says, and then you got to pick where you are on this exit matrix, which they can help you with. And folks, I'd really encourage you to do this, because This is going to be your exit of your business that you've founded and you've been running. It is going to be the most sophisticated, complicated transaction probably of your entire life. And you need help, John. Last thoughts, 20 seconds.
Yeah, you remember Sully from the guy who landed the plane on the Hudson?
Yeah.
He only got to do that once. And business owners are the same. You only get to exit your business once. There's no training. So I agree. I think thinking these three things through in advance makes a lot of sense. So,
hey, John, good job today as always. Come back soon.
Pleasure. Thank you.
John Borlo, ladies and gentlemen, he's been a great member of our Brain Trust and a great friend for a long time. I encourage you to go there, valuebuildersystem.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasky, and remind you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.